Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome back to the Johnny B. Show. It's a little after 11 o'clock. We're going to roll all the way up to the top of the hour. And then at midnight, we turn it over to the girl sits right across from me, Anna Hummel.
And someone who is also my bitch.
Anna's bitch.
For two more days.
Yep.
Got to soak it up.
Then he's getting fired.
What?
Yeah. Heard he got really drunk on Gasparilla.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was somebody else.
Nope. It was
him.
Wow,
okay.
Yeah, what
news
a jerk. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. We're going to talk about, speaking of a drunk, a town that has been known for staying drunk is the city of Boston. You know what Boston's known for besides that? You know how...
Benjamin Franklin?
No.
That was Philadelphia.
Yeah, the Minutemen. The British are coming.
Boston cream pie.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, Dunkin' Donuts, I believe, started off in Boston.
I know Bill Burr. He's from Boston.
I love Bill Burr. So is Bobby Kelly.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was Asian this whole time.
Oh, my God. No,
I swear, he's like Irish.
No, he's just fat, and his eyes are all squinted up.
I thought he was half Asian.
That's hilarious.
Not kidding.
He does look a little
Asian. He looks like Buddha.
A little Buddha, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Hey, to piggyback on your Grammys meltdown.
Uh-huh.
According to Fox News, last night's Grammy Awards, the ratings were down 20% from last year.
Shocker.
And it might be the lowest ratings all time for the Grammys.
Huh.
And it says here that based on social media feedback and comments and feedback on other platforms, people are getting tired of the politically driven award shows.
Yeah.
Being very tired of it.
Last night, I didn't mention that. I guess Hillary made an appearance. And
she made a cameo.
Yeah, she made a cameo. And it's like, we get it, you know? Like, most of Hollywood is leaning a certain way. But, yeah, I don't think it's the right place for it either. Like, you're there for entertainment. Like, just stop it. Like, I don't like to go to a concert, and the artist that I go to see spends the first 10 minutes monologuing his political beliefs. Like, just shut up and sing my song. I don't like it at all. It's stupid.
Subtle little jokes sprinkled here and there, fine. But if you're actually taking the platform.
I don't even want that.
I don't prefer it, but I prefer that over monologues of political agenda.
It's like, I get why people do it.
Right.
A lot of music, a lot of entertainment is often inspired by the political climate. I get it. But it's annoying. And
you
you're ostracizing half the country. Like, Republicans like Beyonce, too, okay?
You have to. She's Queen Bee.
She's Queen Bee. So it's like, again, you're pissing people off. All they just sing a song.
That's why I don't do...
Little Pump.
Oh, hell yeah. When I do stand-up, I have a lot of, like, political jokes that are in my head. But I know, and also religion, like, I want to talk smack about religion.
You can if you want.
I can, but I will
I'll laugh for you.
I'll alienate half my audience, and I don't want to do that.
I've noticed that. You never get political or religious, ever.
Why would I?
Yeah.
I don't want to.
It's easy comedy, I figure.
No, not always.
Easy meaning, like, I just feel like it's handed to you. All you have to do is make the punchline.
Well, I talk about what I'm, you know, passionate about, and a lot of times those are some of the things I'm passionate about. But I, like I said, I purposely avoid those topics because I'm going to ruin it for half the crowd, just like Anna just said. And I've watched comics do it. I've watched comics write the greatest Trump joke, and then they go up there and, or what they think is, and they go up there and they lay this joke down, and half the crowd laughs, and the other half the crowds, they don't even boo, they moan. Some of them get up and leave. It's like, you know, if I walk somebody, it's because it's a really offensive joke you know, they just weren't ready for it.
You'd rather lose people with that than, you know.
Yeah. Well, we do pretty edgy radio here. We talk smack about a lot of people. Yeah, we do. And that's what it is, real raw radio. But Boston, they are known for in sports radio, these guys are gods, first of all, when it comes to radio. The sports radio in Boston, Philadelphia, New York, these big, big markets, a lot of times the sports radio, they're bigger than the other radio personalities because they take their sports so seriously in those towns. Well, somebody got to talking about Tom Brady, but not Tom Brady. Got to talking about Tom Brady's kid. Now, that is a line that a lot of people know you should never, ever cross.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just not cool.
I mean, were they saying nice things about the kid?
No.
Okay.
No. We have audio.
What'd you think? It was fine. Jesus. It was okay. Just fine.
Now, you know the name of these guys in Boston, right? Like, because I got the audio, but I'm not a fan of Boston radio, obviously, so... Off the top of my head, I don't know their names. I know that they're very popular in their market.
This is WEEI. That's the sports station up in the Boston area. And the show that it was on, I'm trying to find it here. And
they're talking about this documentary that's being filmed, kind of a reality show documentary. It's being filmed about Tom Brady and his family. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of giving a review of it. And one of the guys on the show just went a little too far.
Alex Reamer is his
name. Yeah, Alex Reamer. Ooh, boy.
Come on. All right, I thought the first scene was so staged, where Brady's, like, in the kitchen. His kid's being an annoying little pissant.
Okay.
What did he call him?
Pissant. Yeah.
That's insulting?
That's a Southern term, I thought. You know what I mean? Because my grandma used to call me that all the time.
Oh, I've heard it before.
Yeah. I didn't think that was a Boston thing.
You know, I don't, if you want to say something. I mean, I don't want to get into the documentary much, but I did, Stacey had told me that someone had made a comment about...
All right, what you're hearing there, that's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I skipped ahead a little bit too far. After the guy called him a pissant, the next day, Tom Brady calls in.
Yes. He calls in frequently on the show.
He's very good with the media.
Yes.
And he always says what he's supposed to say. He never talks smack, even when it came to the Deflategate and all that stuff.
Very diplomatic.
He's very good at player talk or player speak. Like, he does everything by the book. He's your all-American boy. He calls in. Now, how do you handle this? Somebody calls your kid a pissant.
I agree with him.
Well, yeah, even if you do, that's your kid. Like, you don't have a kid, Anna, so you can't understand that bond. We've talked about this, and you'll never have it.
Hopefully not.
Very protective. Like, we're very protective of our offspring. So, I'd probably fly off if I'm Tom Brady.
I would have handled it a lot worse than he did.
I would probably buy the radio station and then fire everybody if I'm Tom Brady. I go to Giselle, and I go, hey, babe. Can I get a couple bill? And she's like, yeah, I got that laying in the
checkbook.
Yeah, I got some cash. Here's how Tom Brady handled it.
My daughter.
Yes.
Like that.
Tom, we were just talking about it. It was Alex Reamer, and Jerry and I talked about it Friday. It was a thing to say. We destroyed him for saying it. You can say whatever you like. Go ahead.
I love they threw their buddy right under the boat. They're like, hey, man, this guy's a jerk off. We have nothing to do with him. He's been suspended. We hate him.
Well, I think that,
get him, Tommy!
I've tried to come on this show for many years with, and showed you guys a lot of respect. I've always tried to come on and, do a good job for you.
Get him, Tommy! Get him!
You guys, so, it's very disappointing when you hear that.
Very disappointing! Get him, Tom!
Certainly with my daughter or any child, they certainly don't deserve that, so.
Certainly don't.
Get him.
Get him, Tommy. Get him. Thomas Brady.
No, Tom, no question. As I said, Jerry and I talked about it on Friday. Stupid thing to say. He was suspended for it. He should be. There are certain things I think you understand. As a professional athlete, you're going to be criticized for what you do or on or off the field as an individual. But for a kid to be criticized is unbelievably stupid. There's no defense for it.
Yeah. So,
are we allowed to say that Trump's kid looks weird, though? Are we allowed to say that?
Aaron?
What? Yeah.
Saying somebody looks weird. I mean, it's not necessarily nice.
I didn't say
the
that.
Kid's out of it.
I didn't say that, but I have heard a lot of people say that.
You said that.
No, did I?
I've said that, too, but, not on the radio until now, so.
God damn it.
I'll obviously evaluate whether I want to come on this show again, so I really don't have much to say this morning.
That's fine. I understand. That's totally fine.
I will, maybe I'll speak with you guys some other time.
Absolutely fine. We understand. All right, Tom, you too.
Now, he says, I got to evaluate whether I want to be on the show again. Maybe I'll talk to you again. He could have roasted the entire station. Like,
and they have no defense.
No. All they could do is just sit there with their hands folded and go, sorry, Tom. But he took the highest of high roads. Like, higher than I was in Amalie Arena yesterday. Like, high. Mm. He took high roads.
You sat high.
Yes.
You sat high. You weren't. You sat
I'm
high.
Not bitching. I was very thankful for the tickets. I experienced the NHL All-Star Game. If I don't want anybody. I'm just afraid of heights. That's all. But I very, very grateful for those tickets, and I'll treasure yesterday forever. It was unbelievable.
Is that
experience.
Why you left early?
I left early because I was super tired, and I just wanted to go home, be on my couch, and I enjoyed the rest of the All Star Game from my couch. It was very nice. Stacy, what's going on? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Hey, I just wanted to talk to Anna. You're awesome.
Yeah,
I don't think you guys have run up the fact that Blue Ivy. Mm-hmm. Had told her parents to stop clapping because the Grammys were so bad.
How many drinks have you had tonight?
Blue Ivy, the little baby said that?
Yeah. Was it Kanye and Kim and Kanye's baby?
Yeah.
Or is it Beyonce and Jay-Z's
Beyonce
baby?
Beyonce and Jay-Z's baby. Yeah.
Yeah, she apparently she was sitting there and she put their hands down when they were clapping.
Ah! So, yeah. That's funny. What's she about, 5 or 6 now? Blue Ivy?
Like few, at least 3 or 4.
That's funny, yeah. Stacy. Did you like the Grammys, Stacy?
I don't watch that crap.
I like her.
I know on John Sonny's show,
yes,
back in April, I was the last person that was able to win anything on there, and I told Big Kevin, that me and my boyfriend, all we wanted was T-shirts. My boyfriend's a 3X, and I'm a large.
Ooh.
And the only thing we ever wanted from y'all show, and we watched it faithfully.
You watch our radio show?
I'm so tired by the time I watch it. I listen to Anna's show.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to go to bed, but I still wake up. I still listen to her.
Where are you calling from?
I want a T-shirt.
What part of town are you calling from, Stacy?
Lakeland.
Lakeland. Hell yeah. Polk County. 3XL.
And Jason loves you, Johnny D.
Your boyfriend loves me?
Yes.
He's a fellow fatty. I'm also a 3XL. Very, very nice.
He's a 3X and I'm a large.
Well, as soon as we get the Johnny B Show shirts, and they are in the works, I will make sure both of you get a large and a 3X on the hizzy.
Well, you tell John Senning everything. Kevin said I was supposed to get these T-shirts back in August, April.
Stupid
and I
Johnson.
Know exactly what uh-huh. show it was. It was their very last show.
Uh-huh. Mm. I think he gave the T-shirts to one of the other employees here, and they got really, really drunk and forgot to bring them.
Is this Monica?
No. How? Stacy, we love you. Thanks for listening. Tell your boyfriend I said hey.
All right,
bye, Stacy. Oh, you were wrong for that, Anna Hummel.
That was easy. I had to.
No, you didn't have to.
Yeah, I didn't have to.
I wanted to keep controversy out of the show. Damn it.